Welcome into prayer time. Good morning, my friend. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for being a part of our prayer time get-together here on WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Although we're still in spring, we feel like we're already in summer. Of course, summer is supposed to be coming in the month of June, first day of summer and all that. However, it normally is recognized that from Memorial Day, whenever we celebrate the Monday of Memorial Day, as opposed to the 30th of May, which used to be Memorial Day, we are considered to be in vacation season or summer, even though it's not truly that way according to the calendar. And it seems that vacation season and summer really cause us distress when it comes to finances. So we hope that doesn't happen this year, and we hope that you'll be a part of the solution to keep us going. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Now, let's look at these actions: a wise son and a foolish man. A child that has been taught and trained properly, they've been taught to love God and to love their parents, they'll have the tools to gain wisdom. The child that acquires and exercises wisdom will then develop into a wise adult. Wisdom enables the person to do what is right and best in word and deed in life. Those who choose to follow wisdom bring honor to God. They also bring honor to themselves and to their family. When the parents have labored to properly nurture and train the child, they are rewarded with joy and peace when that child becomes a wise and godly adult. Now, that's in contrast to the child that will not be taught or trained in the wisdom of life, or the child that resist the authority of the parent. Those youngsters grow into adulthood and become an adult that is governed by foolishness and by selfishness, and especially guided by rebellion. Parents may labor diligently to train the child only to have their efforts rejected. And then sadly, the child usually becomes a foolish and rebellious adult. And that adult brings shame and reproach to God and to themselves and to their family. The rebellious child brings sadness to society as well as to the parents. It brings weariness and shame to the heart of the parents and to the grandparents. And if the great-grandparents are still living, it brings shame to them as well. So you see, it's important for us to understand what God tells us here in Proverbs 15:20. And if we are that son or daughter, let us make wise choices and make our father and our mother glad, not showing disdain for those who raised us. A wise son or daughter maketh a glad father, but a foolish man or woman despiseth their mother. So let's pray for wisdom as parents. Let's then labor as diligently as we may, as we can, to teach and to train the little child in knowledge and wisdom. It's my prayer that God would help us as the children of our parents to honor and respect the labors of our parents by striving to live a godly and righteous life. How important is it? It's of ultimate importance because it shows through our lives what we think of eternity. People who show despite or who are despising of their parents, who are foolish in their choices, show a lack of respect for their parents, those are the people who also show a lack of respect for Almighty God. And it is a sad thing to show no respect for God, but it is even worse. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of that God that you have despised, because then he is an angry God. And we know that God's anger is not to be taken lightly. We are to always show respect for God Almighty. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the beauty of it as it dawns and as we get ready to do the things that you've called us to do today. We ask for your blessing on the day and on us. We thank you for love that you give us so freely. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we ask that you would guide us today and provide for us today, provide for the ministry of WHCB, guide those that are in charge throughout the day to present the best in teaching and preaching and music that can be presented. I pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of folks who listen and that you would lean them toward yourself, that they would come to faith in Christ if they do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. If they do, that they would become more edified, more taught, more learned in the things of Christ. Lord, help us to be faithful in your service, and help us as well to be wise sons and daughters, making glad fathers and mothers. Now, Father, we ask that you would work as only you can in our hearts and in our lives. For these that are having difficulty today, physical difficulties and otherwise, we ask, Lord, that you'd meet their needs. We know that you can heal. We know that you can bring them through the problems. And so we ask you to do that, and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.